Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 1. The man declares, "I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out." Does this proverb not feel appropriate in our lives? How many of us would say, "I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm exhausted"? I think about so many mornings when in my time alone with God, my journal begins with something along these lines. And that's first thing in the morning when I've rested, just thinking about things happening in my life or things happening in my family or things happening in the lives of people around me and the world around me. It's exhausting. It's wearying. I just find myself continually saying to God, "I am tired." But that's the beauty of Psalm 30, verse 1, is the contrast between man, between you and me, and God. So the man declares, "I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out." This is part of the plight of humanity. We get tired. This is what it means for us to be human. We get exhausted, and not just physically, like emotionally, relationally. We get tired of challenges and trials. We get tired spiritually. Like, there's so many ways this plays out that we get tired. But the contrast here in Proverbs 30, verse 1 makes clear, God does not. God is never weary like we are weary. God is never worn out. God has all power. He's omnipotent. All strength belongs to God, which is why then, so make the connection, Proverbs 31, man declares, "Oh God, I'm weary. Oh God, I'm worn out," because strength is found where? In God. There is strength for the weary in God. And that's the word I want to just speak over so many today who feel tired, any of you who feel exhausted in any way, to hear God saying today, "I am not weary." God saying, "I am not worn out." God saying, "I have all strength and all power, and I promise I will give you the strength you need as you look to me today." God is saying that to you today. Come to him and say, "I'm weary, I'm worn out, and I need your strength," and God will give you the strength you need. This is Philippians 4:13, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He will be strength in our weakness. He will be our strength in our weariness as we look to him, trust him, confess our weariness to him, and ask him for help. So let's just do that right now. God, we are a weary people. We have so many limits in our lives, and so often we find ourselves at the end of our limits. We're tired, we're exhausted in different ways with things happening in our lives, our families, the lives of people we love around us. When we look at the world around us, looking at headlines is wearying in this world, oh God. We're tired physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in so many different ways. God, we praise you as the one who possesses all strength. All power belongs to you. We praise you that you never grow weary. And so we pray, oh God, for your strength. We pray, oh God, for your strength and our weariness, for your strength and our weakness today. We pray for your power. Help us to live today, not based on our strength, but on your strength in us. Help us to, Philippians 4:13, do all things through Christ who strengthens us today. God, we praise you for making your strength available to us. Help us to live in it today. Help us to live in the power of your Holy Spirit, not in our own weakness. And God, we pray for people who are weary around the world, who don't know you as strength, who don't know what it's like to be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens them, because they've never even heard of Christ. God, we pray for the Dongxiang people of China, for 636,000 of them, no known followers of Jesus. God, please change that, we pray, that they might find strength and hope and help and salvation in Jesus. God, we pray for the spread of the gospel to the Dongxing people of China as we praise you for the good news that we know that there is strength in the weakness of this world that we experience that is always, always, always available in you. Help us to live in it today as weary people. We pray all this according to your word in Proverbs 30, verse 1, which we love. In Jesus' name, amen.